Welcome to Conversations, and I'm here today with Lisa and our youngest son, Arden.
Yeah.
So exciting to have you here today, Arden.
It's good to be here. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah.
We're highlighting a new initiative called Sons and Daughters. We're real excited about it.
Yep. I'm very excited about this. And Arden, why don't you open up and tell us about it?
Yeah. So Sons and Daughters is our youth and young adults ministry that we launched from Messenger International. We just launched it back in November, and it's just something that we're doing where we're taking the messages that we've already created from Messenger International, and we're repurposing them and directing them to the younger generation and doing it from the sons and daughters of this ministry. So we're the sons and daughters of the ministry speaking to the next generation of sons and daughters.
Yeah, we both love that. And so we're talking 15 to 30-year-olds. Would that be about a right age?
You're too old, honey. You're
out of it. I'm sorry, Dad. You just missed it, though. But yeah, we're talking 15 to 30-year-olds. You know, between Addison, myself, Juliana, Alec, and Austin.
I think we better bump up to 50 to 40 because Addison's over 30.
Addison's over 30 now, but he can speak to that age range now. I mean, that millennial age range and kind of down. And so, yeah, so we're trying to target that generation and really speak directly towards the needs and the things that are going on. And, you know, when we were thinking about, you know, what do we want this to be? What do we want this to stand for? We kept hearing the thing of inheritance and identity, because we realized, you know, as being sons and daughters of Christ, and you know, I remember the meeting when we were sitting all together and we came up with the name Sons and Daughters. We came up with that name because inheritance and identity is something so valuable when people understand, you know, hey, I'm God's son. I'm God's daughter. And thinking about what comes with being your parents' son, or what comes with being your parents' daughter, you know, what comes with that, what inheritance, what things brings with that. And I love the scripture about, it says, I will be a father to you and you will be my sons and daughters. And like just God showing the relationship. And even in Romans, it talks about, in Romans 8, it talks about the glory of God's sons and daughters. And one of the scriptures, it says the sons and daughters, one of the chapters says sons and daughters destined for glory. And in verse 19, it says the entire universe is standing on tiptoe, yearning to see the unveiling of God's glorious sons and daughters. Like, I love that. Like,
love
the
that.
Idea. And so
the expectation is so evident there.
Well, you know, we at Messenger International have always had a passion for the 15 to 35-year-olds. I remember, you know, 15 years ago looking at our teams and Lisa and I saying we want our messages to be geared to the 15 to 35-year-olds. And now it's just so wonderful to me to be able to do this but have fresh voices in that age range.
Yeah.
And, you know, you all have proven that you've got Lisa's in my heart, which, you know, it means a lot to us because we know now that these messages that God, I believe, has entrusted to us for his people are going to be represented in a way that's going to be so unique to that age group. And I know the scripture that I think about when I hear sons and daughters is Joel and Peter. You know, Peter says, you know, it will come to pass in these last days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh and your sons and daughters. Now, sons and daughters are the first words mentioned there. Whenever I go to a conference, a church, and there's a real powerful move of God.
Yeah.
I see the young people up front dancing. There's mosh pits. Is that right?
Mosh pits. Not moss. See, this is why you
this
do not qualify for the age group.
Daughters,
this
all right.
is why. Moss pits. Sounds like scary underarms.
Yeah. So, but a healthy church always has young people excited. If I go to a church or a conference and young people are in the back, they're not really present, then I realize that's an old wineskin right there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, God's saying, whenever there's a fresh move of my spirit, first ones to get impacted are the young people.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm so excited about this.
Yeah. And, you know, really when we started it out, I think going off of that, like the excitement of what I started seeing in my generation, honestly, is as I started growing up, you know, as a kid, I used to dream, I used to have visions of all these things that God was going to do for my life. And I used to dream with my friends. And as I grew up and I hit that, you know, high school years, I continue to dream, continue to believe that, hey, you know, God's going to do something for me. God's got a big expectation. There's something that, you know, God's got on my life. And I watched as I graduated high school, all of my friends, well, not all of my friends, I shouldn't say that, but a lot of my friends and the people around me, I saw them start to lose that wonder and excitement and that sense of adventure that comes with this walk of, you know, walk that we go through life. Because in John chapter 10, verse 10, it says, I came so that you may have real and eternal life, more and better than you ever dreamed of. And there's that sense of adventure where it's not like we're supposed to just go through life of just, you know, finding the typical, like, just settled down job and then just go through the motions. It's like God came so that we can have life more abundantly than ever before. And so I was seeing that in a lot of my friends, and they lost that sense of adventure, which adventure means, I love the definition of adventure. It means exciting, unusual, but typically hazardous experience. And like, that's our walk with God. It's exciting all the time. It's supposed to be exciting all the time. You know, there's supposed to be something new every single day. It's supposed to be unusual. You know, you're never going to get His glories are new and new every single day, but yet typically hazardous. God says, you know, in this life, you're going to experience tribulation. You're going to experience trials. And so it's like the perfect, I think the perfect definition for our walk with God. And so I saw this generation lose that sense. Well, just a lot of people lose that sense of adventure in their walk with God. And so what we're trying to do with this is we're trying to get that sense of adventure.
And reconnect them to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Arden, I have had the privilege of getting to be around a lot of the millennials and the young people, and I do feel like they were created for danger. I know that sounds scary, but I feel like they're being insulated with social media and they're being spectators instead of involvement. And so I love that you're connecting them with that dangerous, hazardous, adventurous, faith-filled life that God has actually created them to. They actually know they were created for something more, and that's why they're actually really dissatisfied with a lot of different things. And so tell us, you know, you've talked about identity. Talk about an inheritance. There's another factor I know that's really important to you, and that's purity. Talk to us a little bit about that. How is Sons and Daughters going to be talking about purity?
Yeah, well, you know, I think going along with the inheritance is, you know, it's talking about what do we inherit from God. And not only do we inherit His promises, but we inherit His nature. Mm-hmm. And so that means walking through life and holding the standards that are not the world's standards, but holding God's standards upon our life. So, you know, in regards to purity, it's walking a life pure, you know, walking a life that's dedicated. And you know, with this generation, I'm seeing more and more as purity is something that is just looked at as, yeah, hey, this isn't, it's not really as important as much.
And yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's not, it's
almost
not
optional. Quite,
yeah, exactly. It's like, oh, if you got there to marriage and you know, didn't keep yourself, it's fine. Like, you know, or if you did or whatever, it's like, it's optional nowadays. But yet, you know,
it's not a pursuit anymore.
Yeah. And God's standards are so much higher because not because He's wanting us to struggle, but because He wants the best for us. And He wants to see us. You know, I think, Mom, like you growing up, I would talk to you and I would get frustrated and I'd be like, Mom, you know, I'm keeping these standards that God has for me. But yeah, I'm watching my friends do all these things. And I would get frustrated because I'm like, well, and even sometimes they were, you know, friends that were, you know, Christian friends that were succeeding in the areas of life. And I'm like, I'm watching them do these things and yet they're still succeeding. They're still doing, I'm like, what, where's the difference?
Right.
And I remember
what good is it? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, why is there a benefit? And I remember you said something to me and I think you can speak more to this, but you said something about the call and you said, Arden, the call upon your life. She said, not negating their call or anything like that, but she said, the call upon your life is way too powerful for you to lower your standards. You said something like that.
Yeah. You know, I think a lot of times people measure everybody else's relationship with God with their relationship with God. And I think I remember that. I remember exactly being young and feeling the same way and saying, why can they do that? Why can they get away with that? And mm-hmm. God said, my relationship with them is different than my relationship with you. And you've prayed certain prayers and you've asked me to do certain things in your life, that means those things aren't going to be done in your life because of the capacity. It's not God trying to reduce our fun. It's actually the capacity. And I do believe that when God is raising up a generation for signs and wonders and miracles, He creates a capacity in them for those signs and wonders and miracles through virtue and purity and holiness and identity and inheritance. And so I think I remember saying, you know, I didn't raise you to be like everybody else. There's something unique on your life. And that means you're going to have to steward your life in a higher standard. You know, yeah. The priest lived differently than the people. Uh-huh. And it didn't make them better. It just meant their role was different. They were sanctified and consecrated to God.
Yeah.
And you know, the enemy, the devil, is a master at making what is ultimately bad for us appear good for us.
Yeah.
And what is ultimately good for us appear bad to us.
Or the right thing in the wrong season is the wrong thing.
Right, yeah. Right. And I want to say this, you know, why Arden? And I want to take, you know, the Bible says, let another man praise you. But when Arden graduated from high school, he had had a deep, deep encounter with the Lord. So it wasn't my mom and dad's God. It was my Lord Jesus Christ to Arden. And he looked at me and we weren't really crazy about the idea, but he said, I want to go intern on a church. He had three colleges looking at him for golfing, and he was like, I want to get on with the call of God in my life. So he up and went to Virginia Beach and interned for a year and lived in
Wave Church.
Yeah, yeah. Lived in some tough conditions and experienced some tough things and grew from it. Yeah. And then he came home and he says, now I want to go to Australia. And so he went down to Australia to Hillsong for a year. And he came back so full of vision, but yet so mature. And then he accepted a invitation to go speak at a youth conference in India, and all on his own flies all the way over to India.
The day they changed the currency.
And yeah, and when he landed in India, they weren't even there at the airport to pick him up. Yeah. He had to figure out how to find his hotel, how to get to the conference. And, you know, as a dad, I was home steaming. And I realized God was saying, hey, this young man, he's going to grow up fast because I'm going to use him at a young age. And I remember that was prophesied over you by Pastor Steve Kelly at Wave Church, that people will be amazed at how young you are and how God uses you at such a young age. And I've hidden that as a dad in my heart.
And even bridging generations. I remember it was like you can speak to the young and also you can speak to the adults. You know, here's what I know, Arden. I'm really excited because I have a lot of friends who have daughters and sons who are looking for something just like this. How can they find, how can they make connections with Sons and Daughters?
Yeah, so Sons and Daughters is across Facebook and Instagram. And then you can also find our main page. It's on sonsanddaughters.tv. So on there, you'll see our posts. You'll see everything that you can keep up on date. We've got a lot of fun things.
We've got fun stuff.
Yep, we've got music. We've got a lot of just fun things that we're just trying to do. Just connect a generation with
Great
God.
Great videos with messages.
Yeah, we get creative with them too.
Yes, you do.
We have Alec in the mix, so you never know what you're going to get.
Right.
Yeah.
It could be sharks. It could be anything.
Yeah. He did a whole post on sharks, so you have to check it out.
A little bit random.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But yeah, so, you know, what's kind of the feedback you're getting, Arden?
Yeah, we're just seeing a lot of people that are responding back is they're really connecting well with the messages, but in so many of them, they're crying out for purpose. They're trying to figure out, you know, hey, what did God put me on this earth for? And so that's what I love. And we've already talked to that. And you know, I think with this, just you guys have created such amazing messages over the years that these are lifelong messages.
Well, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yeah, exactly.
They're generational messages. Yeah.
And so we get the opportunity where, you know, in this situation, we're not experts. You know, the people talking from Sons and Daughters, we're not experts all the time on the topic.
None of us are experts.
Yeah,
we just learn to listen to the Holy Spirit a little closer.
Yeah, exactly. But we're going through it with them. Like we're in the season that they're going through. We're going through the same struggles. We're going through the hardships that they're going through, and we're just able just to kind of lend a helping hand to them. And, you know, we kind of look at it as we're acting as guides. You know, we're all on the same adventure. We're on the same path that we're going through. But we're just going on it with them. We're there to walk them through. We're there to talk them through.
No one's alone. You're creating community, and I love that.
Yeah, and because, I mean, we had feedback. A lot of people felt like they were alone. They felt like they weren't attached to their church. They weren't, you know, getting what they needed from people around them. And so we're just trying to create an online community. And that's what our generation is about. Everything online, it seems like.
Yeah. So I think that they can be assured that you actually want to hear from them. You want them to come to sonsanddaughters.tv. You want to hear from them. You want them to hear from you.
Yeah.
And, you know, what is your hope, Arden? What is your hope for Sons and Daughters?
Yeah, my hope, like I said before, it's to connect a generation with God. And it's get them to get that sense of adventure in their walk with God, where it's not just your mundane going through the motions, it's like the religious duties that you do. It's an adventure that every single day God's glories are new. Every single day you wake up and God's got something amazing planned on the horizon for you.
That's so great.
So that's sonsanddaughters.tv. Connect today. Tell your friends about it. Get on social media and talk about it. Let's create a great, strong online community that is moving forward in the purposes of God that will bring glory to God in these final days. And we just want to tell you, Arden, we're so proud of you as parents. We're so proud of our entire team that's working together.
And it's not just Arden. I want to make sure
we've got Addison and Alec and Juliana
and other
we've got
messages.
Our other
Matt,
other
team members. Yep. A lot of our team members are involved in something.
So this is a group effort. And when they shared it with Lisa and I, we were both in our spirits just leapt. And it's our desire to see there be a legacy. And, you know, Arden, you said something very kind to Lisa and I, but you said we carved out amazing messages. I really believe God gave those messages, and we've been entrusted as a steward, so we're so excited to see now you picking up that, what's the word I'm looking for? That mantle of stewardship with the baton.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, we appreciate you so much. May God richly bless you.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Conversations with John and Lisa. We want to invite you to check out Lisa's brand new podcast called I Am Adamant. Join her as she hosts top leaders in conversations that will empower you to find truth in a culture inundated with opinions. For more information, check out iamadamant.com. Until next time.